In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When did you last see a beautiful sunset? The setting sun on the horizon, with its golden light and radiant hues, bathing the landscape. Such is a masterpiece of God. But on this final Sunday of the church's year, we witness a liturgical sunset of equal and of surpassing beauty. A liturgical sunset because the cycle of liturgical feasts is now coming to an end. So today we look back in thanksgiving over this past year. We look back at each season of the liturgy, Christmas and Epiphany, Septuagesima and Lent, Easter and Pentecost. The divine sunlight of grace has shone down upon us in so many radiant colors. And today, just before the liturgical sun disappears over the horizon, today Holy Mother Church is inviting us to look into the future. Yes, to the future. And the Church is disposing us already to receive the graces needed to face that future with faith. At sunset, we see that the light gradually fades away into the darkness, and those nighttime shadows bring a disconcerting sense of the ominous unknown. Today, Jesus speaks to us in today's gospel about the ominous darkness which looms over the Jewish people. They fail to see him as their Savior in his first coming. And thus, in the first part of today's gospel, Christ prophesies the destruction of Jerusalem by the Roman armies. But then he goes on in the second part of the gospel to foretell what we could call the final sunset of civilization on this earth, when the world as we know it will come to an end. The sun shall be darkened, the moon shall not give light, the stars shall fall from heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. Jesus reminds us that this final sunset will be awesome and terrifying. Destruction of this present world will be the final consequence of sin. Evil entered the world because of sin, and the destructive consequences of sin will one day consume it. But while the setting sun signals that nighttime is near, that sunset also promises the sunrise of the new day to come. The darkness which Jesus describes will give way for the dawn of a new day. Our Lord says, "The Son of Man will come down on the clouds of heaven with power and majesty." The prophets of the Old Testament call this the day of the Lord, the Dies Domini. With divine daylight, Christ will come again. He will come as King to restore order, the triumph over evil once and for all, to reestablish the lasting peace of his eternal reign. And all humanity shall then be judged at the final judgment, and everyone will get what he rightly deserved. The unseen good done by the just shall be rewarded, and the hidden evil done by the wicked will be revealed to all, and they will receive the punishment which their unrepentant evil has deserved. After the last judgment, a new heaven and earth will be made by God, as St. John tells us in the Apocalypse. The world will not be annihilated, no, but it will be somehow transformed. Perhaps something like the Garden of Eden before the fall, but now only better. There will be no more sunset, but only the bright, beautiful day of eternal lights, in which the just shall see God's face forever and ever. The Romans destroyed Jerusalem long ago, and the end of the world may seem far into the future, but the truth is, that the sunset of our own personal lives could come at any time. Today, then, as the sun sets on another liturgical year, let us then make an examination of conscience. How did we use the daylight of grace offered to us over this past liturgical year with all of its feast days and seasons? How did we use those graces? Did we learn something from our Lenten resolutions that has carried us over until now? Or did we forget those lessons of Lent already before the end of the Easter season? Think about that. Did we make an effort to pray the Rosary daily, especially during the month of October? Did we try to imitate the virtues exemplified by Mary in the Rosary? That's the part of the Rosary we often forget. It's not only the recitation, it's also the imitation. How do we imitate Mary, Jesus, and Joseph in our daily lives? During this month of November, consecrated to the souls in purgatory, did we go more frequently to the cemetery? Ah, that would be a great resolution, my friends. The upcoming Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Make a visit to the cemetery. Visit your loved ones there. Give thanks that they gave you the gift of faith and so many good things which you benefit from today. They need your prayers now more than ever before. And the best way you can say thank you is by visiting them, obtaining an indulgence for them, and praying for the repose of their souls. Teach that to your children. And then, when you will be in the cemetery one day, your children will come and visit you, and they will remember what you taught them. Last year, how did we celebrate Christmas? Did we give Christ the first place? Or were we too distracted during Advent of last year? Were we too focused on the superficial joys of the world? And did our souls spiritually starve during that holy feast of Christmas? So today, let's think how we spent this past liturgical year. If you feel that you missed out on opportunities, do not be discouraged, but turn to God now in grateful prayer. You still have time. You have been given a second chance. And like Scrooge on Christmas morning, you have a new opportunity before you. Don't waste it. No more excuses. Today's liturgical sunset leaves us with hope and confidence. The dawn of a bright new liturgical year will soon be upon us, already next Sunday. So with Mary's help, you will learn from this past year's mistakes. You will make up for lost time by greater fidelity in the future. New works of charity in the future will outweigh those sins of the past. So my friends, let's get ready for this new spiritual beginning. Let's plan ahead. No more procrastination. Anticipate the beginning of Advent next Sunday by already working on a spiritual resolution this week that will help you to begin the new liturgical year right from the get-go. For example, perhaps you will resolve to spend more time and efforts on those morning prayers. Those morning prayers which are said too hastily, if they are said at all. Perhaps you will make better use of your Mass Missal as your bedside book. Your Mass Missal should not gather dust on the days of the week, no. But even if you don't come to church, you should be using your Mass Missal every day, reading the readings and the prayers, the lives of the saints each day. Make your Mass Missal your bedside book. Voila! That is a great liturgical resolution for the new year. Also, think of concrete words and actions by which you can bring the truth and the love of God from Mass to church into your home and family life. Don't just be Sunday Catholics. How are you going to be Catholics in your words and actions every single second of every single day. Think ahead. Plan ahead for those concrete words and actions. And for a good beginning to the new liturgical year, we need many graces to carry out these resolutions. So, we are beginning in the Institute of Christ the King the novena in honor of Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception, our patroness. That novena begins 9 days from now on Tuesday, November 29th. And the novena will climax on December the 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, when our Prior General, Monsignor Vach, will renew the total consecration of the Institute to Mary Immaculate. And in every place from Sweden to Spain, from Switzerland to Mauritius, to our missions in Africa, and coast to coast across the country, for those 9 days we will be spiritually united as the worldwide family of canons, oblates, religious sisters, and so many lay people, a growing number of people across the world, chanting the praises to Mary Immaculate, renewing our faith that her Immaculate Heart will triumph, and that her Immaculate Heart is our refuge and the cause of our joy, even in our sorrows here today. And so, dear friends, check out the Sunday Bulletin next Sunday, and also on the Institute's social media, you will find the novena prayer in honor of the Immaculate Conception, the spiritual reflections for this novena, from November 29th to December the 8th. Do not miss out. So, dear friends, we have a wonderful opportunity here before us. Let us make a good examination of conscience and call ourselves out, holding ourselves accountable. Otherwise, we will simply fall into the same old bad habits. Let's plan ahead. Let's invoke Mary Immaculate for all the graces we need to persevere, so that with Mary and for Mary, we will live each day in truth and charity. And with her help, we will be patient in difficult times. We will have the graces we need in times of trouble. And even when we feel we are too tired to walk, then Mary with her rosary, she will carry us every step of the way. With Mary Immaculate, we will never fail. With her rosary in hand, and with the imitation of those virtues of the rosary, we will bring Christ our King to our world. And then, after a life of prayer, patience, and perseverance in this world, we will one day be admitted to that happy home, where with all the angels and the saints, and with the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we will sing forever in thanksgiving and in joy to Christ our King. To him be honor and glory forever. Amen. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.